This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Yes, there's TCU and Texas Wesleyan, but Fort Worth is also home to one school without peer, a world-class institution that teaches a handful of select students how to repair the world's most expensive watches. The class of 2014 graduates Wednesday. It's been a while, a couple years. That's 63,072,000 of these. But everyone in this small six-student class just finished three tough days of tests from a team of international experts in the rarefied world of Swiss horology, watchmaking. 28-year-old Tyler Poso is ready for his new job. The married father of three was an emergency 911 dispatcher in Keller. He still does it part-time.
So it was an intense, stressful job. Job itself was rewarding, but it wasn't something I was passionate about.
Then Poso's brother bought him a gift, a pocket watch, a mechanical pocket watch.
And I didn't think you could still buy mechanical pocket watches because I remember in high school my teacher saying, you don't need a mechanical pocket watch, you don't need a mechanical wristwatch. They're all obsolete, you go for quartz. So it was never an interest at that time. But at that point, I was like, I've got this cool thing, I need to find out how it works.
That's when Poso learned about the North American Institute of Swiss Watchmaking. It was established in 2008 in Fort Worth. The two-year professional program is one of a pair in the U.S. that teaches a demanding curriculum created by Swiss watchmakers. Graduates can take apart and put back together watches that routinely cost $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 or more. They can make replacement parts from raw steel all by hand.
And I was like, this is what I want to do. I'm going to go there.
It's all hard. The first year is primarily micromechanics.
Instructor Russ Petty is a teacher at the Fort Worth School. One of those early micromechanics lessons is filing a small steel cylinder into a perfect cube. It has to be within a hundredth of a millimeter of the specified size. First-year student Karen Dickinson, who's 27, can speak to the difficulty.
It's a lot of hand skills and learning to take very finite measurements. A lot of filing. It was difficult, but rewarding. You know, it took me the better part of the week, but I made this.
This is a steel square block as wide as a fingernail, filed to exacting standards. Dickinson, like the others, is one of about 180 who apply each year for the six school slots. Tuition's free. It's funded in part by Richemont, the international luxury brand business that sells several high-end Swiss watches, including Cartier and Piaget. Graduates, also schooled in using a lathe, are offered jobs at Richemont's North American repair facility just down the hall from the school. Starting salary these days is $50,000. But Stanley McMahon says no one applies to the school just for the money. They want to learn skills that go back hundreds of years, which for a time in the 80s were almost lost. That's when inexpensive battery or quartz watches nearly killed the luxury watch business.
The skills to manufacture a quartz watch are all in the skill of the machines that make those quartz watches. In traditional mechanical watchmaking, the skill lies in the hand of every watchmaker. The ultimate watchmaking tool is the hands and the mind of the watchmaker.
Every Swiss watchmaking school student in the class of 2014 found out Tuesday afternoon they passed. Some will stay in Fort Worth. Others now head home to distant states where there's high demand for their specialized skills. They'll be used to restore a lot more of these. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.